Hey, podcast family, big news. I've just launched a game-changing app designed exclusively for you. It is officially the Redefining Wealth app with Patrice Washington. Now, all of my courses, coaching, live streams, and most importantly, my community are just a tap away all under one roof. You can download the app now for seamless access to exclusive content and a vibrant community of purpose chasers from all over the world. This is the ultimate hub for all things Patrice Washington and all things Redefining Wealth. You can search for it in your app store or find the link at redefiningwealth.app. That's redefiningwealth.app. Do not miss out. Your journey to redefining wealth just got a whole lot easier. Download the app today and let's take this adventure of redefining wealth for ourselves to the next level together. This month's Wisdom Point is brought to you by the Redefining Wealth community. Now, I know you've been hearing me say the Redefining Wealth app, but I want you to know that this is really about us having a home base for our community, which you can also access on desktop. So if you go to redefiningwealth.app, you can still download on desktop and participate in all of the things, whether there are events or challenges or your opportunity to get your hands on our monthly guides. Anytime there's a promo going on, purpose chasers in the app will get it first. This is home base. So if you are an avid listener of this podcast, and at this point, if you've listened to more than 2 to 3 episodes, then you are really missing out on being in the Redefining Wealth community. We just crossed over 1,200 purpose chasers from all over the world, and I would love to see you there. So redefiningwealth.app, you can access on desktop, or you can download the Redefining Wealth app on your iOS or Android device. Now, this month that we are leaning into starting May 1st is all about allowing your purpose to evolve. And before I can really dive in to all of the things that have been going on with me and how my purpose is evolving, I want to talk about the turbulence of purpose. Do you remember being on your first flight where you experienced turbulence and thought to yourself, now what the hell is this? I mean, you were excited about your trip. You were clear about your destination. You were clear about the mode of transportation. You put the money on the flight. You got your clothes, your bags together. You got to the airport on time. You made it through security. You listened to the flight attendant's safety instructions with all intention. And then boom, you're in the air on your way, but all of a sudden you experience turbulence. Do you know that no matter how much we prepare for whatever it is we say we want, whatever destination we are looking forward to, that we still cannot avoid the turbulence associated with it? Now, turbulence, for those of you who are not familiar with the term, it means violent or unsteady movement of air or water. And it also means conflict or confusion. It can mean instability, upheaval, unrest. Turbulence is some sort of change in the air around your plane. And it is so tempting when you're on a flight to look out. If you've ever tried to look out, I usually sit by the window and you look out during this bout of turbulence and it's like you're seeing nothing. But that's only because our concept of air is nothingness. But air is made up of gases and fluids, nitrogen, oxygen. Just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not real. And it doesn't mean it's not impacting your flight. It's not impacting your journey. It's not impacting how you feel while you are on the way to your destination. Now, the more you've flown, the less turbulence bothers you. At least that's been my experience. I've sat by people who hadn't flown much and they are terrified. Someone who does not fly much, or if you fly, you know, once a year, every few years, turbulence can be terrifying. And then I've also been and sat by people who are frequent flyers who can sleep through most of it. And for me, if I'm up, I might be agitated, but I'm not alarmed. I'm not alarmed. I'm not moved. I still have trust that I'm going to make it to my destination in one piece. I'm not thinking like, oh my gosh, by agreeing to go do this speaking gig or go on vacation or do something, I've totally disrupted my family. I got on this plane and I'm going to let it go down. And I don't have all of those thoughts. all of the thoughts that consume us when we are in the turbulence of purpose. What have I done? Did I hear this correctly? Am I even doing the right thing? Am I serving the right people? Is this how God wants me to show up? All of the questions that we consume ourselves with when we are experiencing the turbulence of purpose. When you are leaning into becoming more and more authentic in how you express yourself in the world, in the marketplace, it is normal to experience turbulence. It is normal to feel unsteady. It is normal to experience conflict, especially with people that you once worked with or people that you once served. It is normal to experience confusion because you've never been here before and you're trying something new and something different. It's normal to experience unrest. You might wake up in the middle of the night, terrified about a choice you made, or excited about something you just had a dream about. Unrest is normal. Instability is normal. I think we have this idea that when we are called to do something purposeful in the world, it should be a smooth path. It should be smooth sailing. It should be a smooth flight. And because we have heard sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight, we literally think that's the end. But this is why they tell you to buckle up and why they make sure you are buckled up, because you have no idea when turbulence is going to hit. But it is still your responsibility to be ready for the turbulence. Just because God gave you a vision or a bright idea, you should not expect to not have rough patches on this thing called the purpose ride, the purpose journey. I don't care what you read. I don't care what you found on YouTube. I don't care what your coach said. No matter how many funnels you put in place and how much you follow the instructions to a T, flight attendants don't control turbulence. Pilots don't control turbulence. You definitely don't control turbulence. The only thing that you can control is how you respond to it. That's the only thing that we can do. This is why I've said for so many years, greatness requires you to expect resistance. And now I would like to add, purpose requires you to expect turbulence. There are two things that help us deal with turbulence, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to purpose. And as I go through this month, really unpacking this with you, I may add more, but here's the top two. One is experience. It's the thing that makes the journey easier to accept. It's experience. This is why frequent flyers do so well on flights despite turbulence. It's not that we don't feel it. It's that we felt it so many times, we now know how to handle it with more ease, grace, and peace. We're not crying. We're not phoning a friend, phoning family, yelling, "Dear God, help me, save me," because there's just a peace, because we already expect to be saved. We already expect to get there. We already just know this is a part of the process. But if I want to get from Atlanta to California in 4 to 5 hours, flying is going to be the way I go. Some of you experienced turbulence on one flight 10 years ago. And you've never gone as far as God designed you to go. You've never made it to greater and further destinations because you are in fear going only where you can drive to. When there's a flight you could take that would open up a whole new world for you. Experience is the thing that makes the journey easier, right? And I believe the second thing is a skilled pilot. The reason that frequent flyers don't freak out is because we begin to trust that the pilot is skilled enough to navigate in, through, and around any turbulence, because his goal and desire for each passenger on that plane is to get us to where we're supposed to go safely and in one piece. So for this month, where we explore purpose evolving, I want to be your pilot through the turbulence of purpose. I am in a season where I'm navigating my own shifts and how I run my 7-figure spirit-led business post-divorce in a post-pandemic world. Baby, there is a lot going on. And I am navigating so much with the help of my own coach and pilot. And I want to share how I navigate in, through, and around all the things that try to get me to distract from getting to the destination of what I was called for. I've been thinking about this more and more,
And for this month, it dropped in my spirit about 48 hours ago, maybe less, like 36 hours ago, that I want to coach live for the podcast for the benefit of the entire Redefining Wealth community, some purpose chasers who are making a purposeful pivot, and you want a co-pilot. You want support from someone who's doing it as well. I think I'm just going to drop an application in the app. So this is another good reason to make sure that if you are a purpose chaser, you're someone who listens to this podcast, you follow my work, that is the best place to be because it's the safest place for me. That's how I feel. And so when I'm testing something out or I want to do something new, I'm always going to talk about it first in the Redefining Wealth app. But I'm going to go ahead, actually, when I'm done recording this, which is about a week ahead of when you all will hear it, I'm going to go ahead and drop something in the main feed of the Redefining Wealth app because I want to help more people navigate what this feels like. Because the idea that it should be simple and smooth is wild. It is a lie from the pits of hell. That is not how it goes. You can get to the destination, though, in one piece, but takes experience, meaning you have to be willing to show up and buy the ticket and get on the flight over and over and over again, right? And it takes having the support of a skilled pilot. And I would also say just a skilled team, because we don't always see the pilot, but the flight attendants who keep everyone calm. And it takes a village. If you are trying to navigate this journey of purpose by yourself, no wonder it is driving you up a wall. And I don't want you to try to be the person, the crazy person that opens the door on the flight and jumps off mid-flight. Like, it's not only detrimental to you, it's detrimental to everyone who is assigned to you, everyone who is around you. You have to navigate this turbulence. You have to learn how to navigate it. You have to learn how to become the person who can navigate it with a bit more ease, grace, and peace. So if that resonates with you, because I know I'm not for everyone, that's a part of what I'm embracing in this season as my purpose pivots. I'm continuing to embrace the difference between people who are a part of an audience and people who are actually assigned to me. There's someone listening right now. You are assigned to me. And if you desire for me to coach you, and this is absolutely free, it's for the benefit of the entire community. If you are in the midst of shifting your purpose in some way, your career, your business, something along those lines, I want to show you how you can utilize the pillars to support that and to help you have extreme breakthrough as I continue to experience over and over and over again. No matter what turbulence I'm in, purpose is never postponed. No matter what's going on in the world, my purpose and what I was called to do, never postponed. And I want you to have the same clarity and conviction about that so you can navigate life the way I believe more of us are called to. We just think it's not for us, but it is for you. And I want to help you. So come into the Redefining Wealth app. You'll see a post. If you're not there already, it means that you'll just now see it. And we'll see how many people apply and how many people I can support. I can coach you anonymously. Nobody else has to know it's you. And we'll see if it's a fit, how it feels, if the community likes it, if you guys like it. And if I like it, we'll keep doing it. But I know that I'm called to coach more people in a plethora of ways. And so as we gear up for Opportunity Knocks season 2 coming in the month of May, where you get to see me going into people's homes and coaching them, I feel like I'm called to coach way more than the two families I coach on the show and in the group settings that I do in the Institute for Redefining Wealth. There's something else being born. It'll be born right before your eyes. I have no reason or desire to hide. We're going to do this together and it's going to be beautiful. Also, there's a brand new guy coming this week, May 1st, to help us prepare. I'm super, super excited about the guide. It's called Purpose Evolves, How to Pivot with Intention and Make Your Work More Authentic. It is free to everyone in our community. As long as you are in the Redefining Wealth app, you can download and do the exercises, reflection questions, get the affirmations, get pointed towards other episodes that'll support you. It's really, really good this month. It's good every month, but it's really good. So come into the app because I'm going to be going live there more too. I'll be sharing more behind the scenes of my process for doing a lot of the things I do in my business. And I feel some pop-up spirit-led little trainings going on in there. I don't know what it is yet, but I feel it brewing in my spirit. So if you want to be a part of that, come on over. I would love to have you. Until Thursday's episode, where we really go deeply into how to pivot with more ease and grace, I will see you next time. I hope you guys are blessed. Love you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me. Until next time, this has been Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington.